Looking forward to the weekend. Big weekend as Formula One returns. Best drivers in the world flying to the Southern Hemisphere for the start of the Grand Prix season. And Reigate's own Max Chilton will be in Australia, currently actually in the air as I speak, as he heads down under. We've been speaking to BBC Surrey exclusively. And every day this week, you'll be able to hear more from Max. So tomorrow, we're going to be talking training. Wednesday, we'll find out how well he gets on with his other drivers. Thursday, we'll discover how the 22-year-old keeps his feet on the ground. And then we'll round off the week talking about his hopes and dreams for the future. Let's start our new series, Life in the Fast Lane. But find out a little bit more about the life of a Formula One driver. I've been speaking to Max Chilton and asked him when the season really started for him.
Well, I've soon realised this year it never actually really ends. Brazil feels like yesterday, and we're already getting ready to fly off to Australia this Sunday. So to me, it's just one continuous season, because when your last race is over, you're already preparing for the next season. I didn't take one holiday between the last race. I was training every day, getting even fitter and more motivated for this season. So it's one continuation, but the season is very varied. You visit 19 different countries around the world. Some are amazing circuits, some are quite dull. Some you have hundreds of thousands of people come to race weekends, like Silverstone, which is just amazing. To races on other parts of the world, which, you know, you have more people turning up to a local racetrack at Brands Hatch. So it's very different. Some are very glamorous, like Monaco, Singapore, and some just amazing for the history, like Monza and Spa. This is very different every weekend.
You've been around the world. Did you see any of it?
Very little. I know the motorways between the airports and the hotels pretty well, and the motorways between the hotels and the circuit. But it's rare we actually get much time to spend, being a bit of a tourist. And sometimes we do. Usually on those days we're training as well. So I'm usually seeing the sights on a road bike. But it's still good, and it's nice to get a bit of sun sometimes.
Motor racing is very much in the family. Dad's involved, your brother's involved. Are they still involved in everything you do?
Yeah, so my brother is now starting his third year in the World Touring Car Championship, and he'd already done 10 years in the British Touring Car Championship before that. My racing career started when I was about the age of 9, I think I was, when I first went to a race circuit, and that was to support my brother. He had started racing in a thing called T-Cars, which is a mini touring car, and that was from the ages of 14 onwards. At that age, I was only 8, and I loved the smell of it. I loved going fast, but I couldn't do anything of that at my age. So the best thing to do was to go try a go-kart. And I started quite late, to be honest. I got into a go-kart the first when I was 9, and there was kids starting go-karts at 4 or 5. You can't race until the age of 8, but people are out there going around at a lot younger age. And I just fell in love with it. Before I knew it, I was kind of missing Thursdays and Fridays from school, and I was racing at different kart circuits all over the country. Yeah, I'm now starting my second year in Formula One, which just seems absolutely crazy.
Describe last season for you.
So last season was amazing. I will never forget it. It was my first ever season in Formula One. The first race in Australia, I thought I was going to be absolutely bricking it on the start line. But it just flew by, and before I knew it, the lights were going out, and I just had that image of Murray Walker in my head going, go, go, go. And I was at turn one, and we were battling, and ended up having a fantastic race. It was quite tricky conditions, and brought the car home, which was great.
Reigate's own Max Chilton there, currently on his way to Australia to start his second season in Formula One. This time tomorrow, we'll find out just how much training goes into being an F1 driver, and if you drive on the roads of Surrey, you may well have seen Max, not on four wheels, but actually on two. He's a big, big cyclist and loves actually riding. We'll find out more on that tomorrow.